Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are going through the Gospel of Mark, and it has been so much fun just to watch what Jesus does and how he interacts with people. And I, as I've asked you before and as I've challenged you before, I'd like you to put yourself in the midst of these stories to see what it must have been like to interact with Jesus of Nazareth. It's pretty exciting to think about. So we are in chapter 7, verses 5 through 16. In the Voice translation, it says this: "The scribes and Pharisees say, 'Why don't your disciples follow the traditions passed down to us? Why do they eat their bread with defiled hands?' Jesus said, 'Isaiah prophesied wisely about your religious pretensions when he wrote, "These people honor me with words off their lips. Meanwhile, their hearts are far from me. Their worship is empty, void of true devotion. They teach a human commandment, memorized and practiced by rote. When you cling blindly to your own traditions, such as washing utensils and cups, you completely miss God's command. Then indeed you have perfected setting aside God's commands for the sake of your tradition. Moses gave you God's commandment, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and also, 'If you curse your father or your mother, you will be put to death.' But you say to your aged parents, 'I've decided that the support you were expecting from me will now be the holy offering set aside for God. After that, he is not allowed to do anything for his parents. Do you think God wants you to honor your traditions that you have passed down? This is only one of many places where you are blind.' To the crowd that had gathered, he said, 'Listen, all of you, to this teaching. I want you to understand. There is nothing outside someone that can corrupt him. Only the things that come out of a person can corrupt him. All who have ears to hear, let them listen.'" Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, that's what I pray today. I pray that we would have ears to hear and that we would listen. We would hear your voice today, that we would understand the deeper calling that you have for us. It's not about prettifying the outside of ourselves. It's not about washing the outside of the cup when the inside is dirty. We simply cannot make ourselves worthy. We cannot make ourselves clean. We cannot make ourselves be sinless. Only you can do that. And you talked here about doing traditions by rote. And Lord, I know that we all can be guilty of this by going to church, walking in, raising our hands in worship, saying the words, repeating the prayers, and not have our hearts changed. And Lord, you desire obedience rather than the sacrifice of doing things by rote. You're not impressed by people walking within a building of a church. That does not impress you. What impresses you are hearts that are turned to you. And so, Lord, we want to impress you that way. Not that we can impress you at all, because we are human and you are God. You have created the universe. But we want you to see us like you see David, as people after your own heart. We want to love you in reality. We want to worship you with our whole heart, our whole life, our whole body, our whole being, our whole mind. We want to love you with everything within us. And we know that when we do that, you also give us your spirit that gives us the power not only to worship you, but to love others. And you tell us this so many times, that what we're to do is to love you with affection above anything else and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So we pray today you keep our eyes and hearts open to when we can do that. Maybe it's in the car. Maybe it's as we're commuting to work. Maybe it's as we're taking a walk. Maybe as we serve our families, we can worship you. Lord, help us to take time away from the day to get on our knees and to really pray and honor you and love you and ask for help. We cannot live the Christian life on our own, nor can we pretend our way through it. Lord, you can see right through it. No one is going to pull the wool over your eyes by acting pious. You see our hearts. And so as we are laid out bare before you, I pray, I praise you that you have the ability to cleanse us. You have the ability to make us right with you. The thing that we could not do, you do. And I just want to thank you and praise you for that. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so full of love. And I rest in that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you want other people to listen to this around the world, and that's been my prayer through this whole thing, is that we would reach the ends of the earth, hopefully with people that listen to English and understand English, because that's all I speak. If you could leave a review or a rating on iTunes or Stitcher, that would really be awesome. It will help more people to find the podcast. So thank you in advance for doing that, and have an amazing day.